The Fun with the Fuzz Run annual event at the Bellingham Police Department taking place on Saturday. KISM will be out there. You can sign up now. There's still room for you to get in. Officer Kyle Nelson from the Bellingham Police Department is with us. And seriously, if we were to do this, you've invited us in years past to do the ride-along. Overnight, I think that's what you said before. It would be in the late night hours.
Well, that was when I was a little more junior and working those night hours.
Oh, so you don't work those
I'm
days.
A little more daytime guy now. Okay. So, but we certainly could get you hooked up in those nighttime hours if that was where you really wanted to be.
Let's go back to when you worked shift.
All right.
What would we have seen, you know, between midnight and 5 in the morning in this town?
And what part of town are we being called to the most?
Oh, downtown, for sure.
Downtown.
Yeah. So the bar scene, that is a lot of our work in that late night hours. And then into the neighborhoods of, you just never know what you're going to get in the neighborhoods. You get the domestics, you get the burglaries, the vehicle prowls, and the big parties around the college campus.
There's been a lot of public masturbation lately.
Well, that's been going with that. Well, that story's been going on for a couple of years.
Yeah, the guy
by the camp, by the Western Washington campus.
Yep.
Although, knock on wood, not so many stories in the last. Not so many stories in the last few months.
No,
I don't know what the guy's gone into hiding.
He's staying down.
Apparently. All right. Well, we had a story, Kyle. We had a story from Philadelphia this morning, and I can't believe it's about this woman who. She said that she wanted to take a leak in between a couple, and she ended up stealing a couple of city vehicles.
Oh.
But she said she wanted to go in between the vehicles and take a leak, and the city worker said, oh, okay, all right, go ahead and do that. She ended up taking the vehicles for a ride and one of them and stealing them and whatever. But is that a lot of probably what you're dealing with, the bar stuff at night? Is some people just doing that public, you know?
Knuckleheaded stuff.
You know.
Yeah, there's a lot of that goes on, but quite honestly, there's more serious stuff that's happening, and so we don't get to a lot of that. We can do it when we can, but you know, it's a lot of fights, DUIs, that kind of stuff that we're really taking up our time. So there is the public nuisance stuff, the peeing in public, and
so when you get that now, and another segment we do, I don't know if you've ever heard the Whidbey Island 911.
Oh, yeah.
You have heard, okay? So do they even bother to let me give you a few here, and you tell me if something
they
like this...
They send out a car for that.
...even gets to you, okay? 911 caller says, I'm seeing weird white lights in the sky. I mean, do you... Would the car ever even go to that person's house?
Probably not. We'd probably send out a watch for on that, maybe, and if somebody calls them and kind of gets it, make sure it's not a transit... what's the word I'm looking for? Transistor that popped or something like that.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Here's one. There's a guy taking a leak in the dugout. So you're probably not going to...
We might check the area. It just depends on, you know, each night is so different. You can have nights that you're like,
I have driven around
in circles a lot tonight. And then there are nights where you're like, I haven't eaten in 6 hours. So it really just depends on, you know, how many calls we're getting that night.
All right. And then this one. Officer Kyle gets this... There's a juvenile using a weed whacker, and they don't know what they're doing. Are you going to bring the car over there to
take a look at that? We'll probably bring the SWAT team on that one. He's got a pretty bad weapon there. So, you know, he's flinging rocks.
Gas-powered or electric? What are we talking about here?
Are we talking a steel? Or?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to break. We're going to come back here, and we'll talk a little bit about the run and how folks can get involved in this and help out, even if you don't want to run or can't run or walk on Saturday, how you can be a part of this.